No spin, just the facts, the questions, the answers. Chris Lynch on Newstalk ZB.
It is Newstalk ZB. Jim Anderton has campaigned long and hard for the restoration of the Christchurch Cathedral. What does he make of the latest public relations offensive from Bishop Victoria Matthews? Mr. Anderton is with us. And good morning, Jim. Nice to have you back on the program.
Good morning, Chris.
You read her opinion piece in the press?
Yes, I did.
What are your thoughts?
Probably unprintable.
Probably unprintable. Mm-hmm. What about broadcastable, Jim?
Probably worse.
For me, it seems like there's a bit of deflecting going on. It's all very well to discuss the mental health issues of this city and housing on the east, but I'm not quite sure what's that got to do with the restoration of this building that you would call important.
That's an excellent question. When you get the answer, let me know.
How disappointed are you at the lack of meaningful action by the church?
Well, to be honest, it's not unexpected. You've got to remember that from the beginning, 5 years ago, the bishop did not want this cathedral restored. She made it very clear. In fact, her first idea was to have a beach there. But anyway...
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Moving on.
Yes.
She came to Christchurch not wanting to have the cathedral restored. She made it very clear, give her that. The government gave everybody a pretty fair shot, really, and we had to take the church to court, really, because if we hadn't, there wouldn't be a cathedral standing now. The bishop wanted it pulled down and a new one built. But, of course, it's like all these things. It reminds me of the constitutional debate in Christchurch or Brexit even. Everybody agrees on what they don't want. The real problem is when you come to find out what you want and then get agreement on that. So the truth is the bishops never wanted it renewed. And we had to fight in court to get the court to agree to allow the government to put into practice the report that they had asked for the people of Christchurch to have a say in this. And Jerry Browning, to his credit, was always keen that the people of Christchurch decide this. So we're just in that mode now. Really, the truth is the bishop wants us pulled down, and she doesn't want a cathedral, never has.
So what do you think this? What do you think this 3 months is all about? I'm not sure if you saw Seven Sharp last night, but she was suggesting that it's going to cost an additional $51 million. It's almost as if she was giving the impression, I can only say giving the impression, that it was unobtainable.
You know, it's inexplicable, really. Look, the plain truth is that given that the church has something like $46 million in insurance funding to cover the cost of the building, massively underinsured, of course. I mean, the church to restore, if you started from scratch, would be about $300 million. But we are fortunate in that although the church is damaged, it's not irreparable, never has been. I mean, the photo of the press gives that impression, but it's not. It's damaged, and we can restore it, and everyone agrees with that. Even the church's engineers agree with that. So all we have to do now is to move on and get the building restored. Under the plans that are already made, every engineer, including the church's engineers, agrees that the church can be restored. And there's no question about that. And everyone also agrees, including the church's engineers, that that's the best solution. So if you go for a resource consent to knock it down, you won't get it. No environment court will give their permission for a Category 1 building, like the cathedral, to be destroyed. Not now, not ever. And so if the church goes down that route, there won't be any solution short of 10 or 15 years. And the government is not of a mind to put up with that. And I don't blame them.
Do you think the government will try and intervene?
They're getting upset about it.
Do you think the government will try and intervene, Jim?
The truth is we can do it. And the sooner we get on with it, the better. And that's what the government's decided, actually.
It does sound like the government is getting sick and tired. Do you think that if the church comes back and says we're going to bulldoze this thing down, do you think the government will then try and intervene?
They won't, because they don't have to. The church would have to go through a resource consent process to get permission, and they won't get it. This is a Category 1 historic building. There's no example of any Category 1 building in New Zealand being given permission to be destroyed. Never. And this won't happen here either. I think the bishop knows that, to be perfectly honest, and she thinks that if she delays it like that, somehow it will go away. But I'm afraid time tells that that's not true. We won't go away. And the government is now of a mind that the church will be restored, and it'll be restored with every facet of the building insofar as is humanly possible. I mean, we're not silly about this. There are some things about the building that have to be changed. And we'll, as far as possible, the existing materials will be used and all the rest of it. But we've got decided on that course of action now, and the government has decided on that course of action. And it's only now a matter of time. The decision is made, actually. The bishop is going to have to either allow the building to be reconstructed, or the building will be reconstructed by legislation. The government will take action in Parliament. It has the support, I might say, of the opposition Labor Party. It has the support of the National Party, of course. And the government has been in discussion with the Greens, and I'll be doing that myself today. And as far as I know, the Greens are on side with that as well. So there's nothing holding us back now. We're going to have a restoration, and that's that.
Jim, I have to ask the question, what do you say to some critics who say your group has largely been responsible for the delays in the city because you haven't wanted to move on from this building?
You see, it's a bit of a misnomer. We wanted the building restored.
Yeah.
There's a very clear mark here between wanting the building pulled down and just a new one built, and the building restored. Restoration isn't destruction. You restore the building in as far as you possibly can with all the materials and structures and so on intact as far as is humanly possible. If you have to change something about the building in order to get it to work properly, well, of course you do, and we're not standing in the way of that. You've got to remember that we actually had to take the church to court to stop them pulling it down. They're quite happy to be pulled down. That's what they want. But we are for full restoration, and always have been. And so there's nothing has changed, really. The government now wants that, because everyone wants it. I mean, the people of Christchurch just want to move on, and actually that's their position. I don't blame them. But as insofar as what the solution is to just get on with the business of restoring the building, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, I admire your tenacious attitude. That's one thing for sure. Jim Anderton, it's nice to have you on the program, and thank you for coming on our show at such short notice. Thank you, sir.